Bucks Uncensored is brought to you by Bricado's Sandwich Shop, 5021 East Columbus Drive in Ybor City, home of the best deviled crabs in town. When you go by there, and I know you will, don't forget to try that deviled crab. Bucks Uncensored is also brought to you by Sports Legends Bar and Grill, home of one of the best draft parties this area, Tampa Bay, has ever seen. We took the roof off that mother. Phenomenal food. It's all fresh, and it's the only place in Tampa where you can eat like a legend and drink like a champ. It's at the corner of US 19 and Drew in Clearwater. Sports Legends Bar and Grill, where you can eat like a legend.
Bucks Uncensored.
I'm tired of getting disrespected. I'm tired of low expectations. I know what we're about. I know what we're about. I know how great we are. Let's keep stacking them W and let's do it as a family. One heartbeat. Let's get it.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers select OJ.
Yeah!
This podcast will go down as the one Miko Grimes was on. She tells a media member to suck her dick. Oh, she also says some other cuss words. Whoa! Miko Grimes. Ah, man. You're going to love this shit. It's so good. We're going to come out the gate swinging. You'll have her interview coming up here in just a moment. Man, oh, man. Lou probably has his best take ever. Javier's got an incredible question. All the way from Panama City, Panama. We're making people cry, man. This guy, his takes have just been amazing. Amazing. Okay? And I'll have that here in a moment. I want to recap Saturday's podcast in case you missed it. I mean, Saturday's podcast was more emotional. Talking about Brandon's story. Talking about the publicity we've gotten on the radio. Man, with Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5. Holly telling the story of Brandon coming all the way from Oregon. The generosity of people to donate so that he could be a part of the draft party. Man, that's touching stuff. And then we just talk about this brotherhood, this fraternity, this movement. And so many of you have chimed in about this, and there's a reason that this Facebook group that we have, it's just taken off, because it doesn't matter what age you are, or what color you are, or what ethnicity you are, or what your background is, or what your sexuality is, none of that fucking shit matters. You know what matters? We're all Bucks fans. And we're not just Bucks fans. Okay? We're Bucks fans that want something more. And it's not just that we want our team to win. We want something more. It's not just about going to the games on Sunday. We want something more. That's what this movement is about. That's what being a stick carrier is all about. That's what following the words of our coach who told us to speak softly and to carry that big motherfucking stick. It's a lesson to use in life. I mean, think about that. I mean, when I go to work and I'm going to sell shit for a living, okay? I'm going and I'm speaking softly. I'm going to do my job and I'm going to carry that big motherfucking stick. Same thing can be said about this movement together, us all coming together. You know, speak softly. But you know what? When we get together, we're going to carry this big motherfucking stick. We're going to party hard with it. Okay? Again, it doesn't matter your background. And this really, really, listen, go back and listen to Saturdays if you didn't have a chance to listen to Saturdays yet. And then Tyrell, man. I tell you, each time he sends in, Tyrell from Tennessee, each time he sends in a Bucks take, you know, there's certain people where I see their name and I'm like, yeah, this is going to be good. No offense to the others, but there's certain people where I'm like, this he's making the podcast. He's going to be on. And Tyrell actually sent two. He sent one, then he listened to Saturdays, then he sent this one I'm about to play. And I was like, first one was okay. This one just got emotional. It's got emotional. When it can hit home for somebody like Tyrell, and I'm sure there are others out there listening to this right now where it feels the same way. Trust me, there have been nights where I lay in bed and I'm just like, wow. Look at all the new people that I've met. Look at all the new friends that I've made. You know, and that's why I wanted to create the Facebook group page, was that because I could come on a podcast and say, hey, who wants to go see the new Guardians of the Galaxy movie, or who wants to go grab a beer Thursday or Friday night, or who wants to go smoke some cigars at Davidoff by International Plaza, or who wants to blah, 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 blah. I mean, I can do that on the podcast, and a lot of you will contact me and say, okay, but it's not just about me. I'm just one piece to this gigantic puzzle. Maybe I'm a corner piece. I mean, I'll take that. I'm pompous. No, but what I'm saying is I'm no more important than anyone else. I just have the equipment and I have the background to put a podcast together. But I'm the same as you. Like, I want the same stuff as you. I want to party with other Bucks fans. I want to get together and watch Bucks games together. I want to tailgate with other Bucks fans, but I don't want to tailgate with any Bucks fans. I want to tailgate with the most rabid of Bucks fans. I want to tailgate with the people who are most passionate. That's the people that listen to this podcast. Okay? The people who live and die with this team. It's amazing, and one of these days I want to have my old buddy Jim Lighthall come on and read some of the negative reviews of the pod. We did that at lunch one day, where I went on iTunes and only read the negative ones to Jim, and he was laughing hysterically. But one guy was like, yeah, and halfway through the season, he just wanted to blow up the roster and blah, 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 and now he's just riding the wave. Yeah, exactly. Isn't that what a fucking true fan does? I live and die with the team. I live and die with them. So when they beat me down, I get beaten down. And yeah, I'm just like you. Fuck the roster. Fuck it all to hell. Blow it up and we'll start anew. And you know what? When things are going good, I'm like, fuck yeah, bitch. We're a badass football team. Don't fuck with us. Yeah, I'm going to ride the wave. Of course I am. I live and die with this team. I have since I've been two. A lot of you, almost all of you, you feel the same way I do. Or you wouldn't be listening to this podcast. You wouldn't have the passion for this team. So let's let Jason Light, and I'll talk about the roster here in the next couple of podcasts, because I got some stuff that I want to get to on that. But here's my perspective for this podcast. We'll have Miko on here in a few moments, but let Jason Light do what he's doing, because he's doing a great job in piecing together a roster. Let's take it upon ourselves to make sure that the fans do their job. I've said this in previous podcasts, but we can only control us, right? But we can grow us. We can continue to go out, invite people to the Facebook page, tell people about the podcast, unify this fan base to be even stronger. Let's make casual Bucks fans hardcore Bucks fans. Let's make hardcore Bucks fans rabid Bucks fans. Let's make everyone as close to you and I as humanly possible. Because the more fans that are crazy like us, that's going to make things a lot more fun in the stands, aren't they? So without further ado, Tyrell, the emotion here is, as this podcast is, as you know I am, genuine, authentic, and flat-out real, man.
Hey, Justin, it's Tyrell from Tennessee again, man. I'm at work. I'm listening to the podcast from Saturday, man. And the Brandon store, man, got me kind of choked up, man, to know that this podcast can actually bring people together like that, man. I mean, that's crazy, man. I'm black, man. My wife is white. I mean, I get talked about a lot, man, in this podcast. Man, people just don't understand that there's some good in the world still, man. Man, I'm at work crying listening to this, man, because it's just good people in the world. And, you know, man, that means a lot. It means a hell of a lot, man. I promise you it does, man. Man, we still gonna speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick. I'm wiping the tears away. I feel good, though. Man, I love all my stick carriers, man. Go Bucks.
Tyrell, let me tell you something. I'm speaking just to you right now. You should feel good. You should feel good. Nobody here is going to judge you. Not one person. And anyone that does, they can go fuck themselves. You and your beautiful wife will always be a part of this community, this culture, this movement. And when you do come down to Tampa, please let us know so that we can celebrate you and your wife. We'll all get together. Fuck those motherfuckers. God. No age, no race, no ethnicity, no sexuality. Nothing will tear us apart. This podcast is about unifying people, bringing people together. And anyone that tries to tear us apart can go fuck themselves. Sisters and brothers, continue to unify, continue to lean on each other, and reach out to Tyrell. Tyrell, I know you're on Twitter, on Facebook, dude, get on there. Interact. I know we've got stick carriers up there in Tennessee. Derek's in Memphis. Got other ones up there. Let them know. Maybe that's an opportunity for you to connect with them on our Facebook group page. And other people, others. Now, I know I'm talking to Tyrell, but other people that are listening to this that might be in a similar situation, let us know. Well, we're happy to make you feel more welcome. And also, we're also happy to attack people that don't make you feel welcome. I was telling a close friend of mine recently that I wouldn't call it a fault of mine, but I am so loyal. I am loyal. But it also comes back to bite me in the ass. Because as loyal as I am, on the front end, if somebody betrays me, I will be your worst enemy. I will be your worst enemy. That goes for all of us. I am loyal. I will be loyal to this movement and to everyone part of this movement. But my God, if you fucking, I'm not saying anyone here, but if anyone outside of this tries to attack us, I will hold nothing back. I will hold nothing back. And you know what? Neither will any of you, stick carriers. That's why when Scott Reynolds attacks Ira Kaufman the week of the draft, really, you have nothing better to write about? The week of the draft? I mean, are things that slow at Pewter Report? I mean, you couldn't come up with some best bucks bets for the draft? No, we're gonna attack Ira Kaufman. Randomly attack Ira Kaufman. I'm going to give him some advice on how to be a Hall of Fame voter. Really? Oh, you are? Yeah, how many times have you been in that room? Just go ahead and say you're jealous. But see, that's what I'm talking about. See, I'm loyal. And when somebody attacks one of my family members, I don't handle it well. And I don't play clean. And I don't give a fuck. Because I'm defending my family. You can attack them, but I'm going to defend them. And that's not just for Ira, Steve, Lee, Gil Arcia, Rock Riley. That's not for, I mean, my buddy Luke Easton. That's not for anyone from the Joe Bucks fan family. That's not for any of my just personal friends. That's for anyone that I associate with. That's for any of you, stick carriers. See, we've started something here. So if anyone attacks you, you just let me know. And we will unleash holy hell on those motherfuckers. And Tyrell, you're our brother, man. You are always welcome, without judgment, as part of this community. And I love every single one of your Bucks takes. Every single one knocks it out of the park. There's never been one that has come in that I've been like, nope, not going to make it this time, Tyrell. You got to do better. Never. All right, I want to move on. I did want to point that out and say we need to rally around each other. Continue to rally. Because you never know what people are going through, right? You know, there's a lot of people that, you know, came up to me and told them, you know, stuff. And it's like you would never know what people are going through. That's what makes this podcast special, right? Because for the hour, hour and a half, however long the podcast is, we can forget about what's going on in our lives and focus on each other and focus on where we can take this brotherhood, this fraternity. And the sky's the limit. The sky is the limit. Javier's got we always know he's got some crazy stuff going on in Panama, man. Some crazy, crazy stuff.
Hey, Justin, it's me, Javier, from Panama City, Panama, and I'm sending you my Bucks take. Listen, I want to share a troubling story with you. My boy, Alan, from Section 119, who was the first stick carrier I ever met, told me this troubling story. He told me that he got kicked out of a game at Raymond James Stadium because he was standing up and people couldn't see. Are you fucking kidding me? I know it's Sunday, But when did Raymond James Stadium turn into a church? Guys, we got a badass football team. We got a badass quarterback. We got a badass coach. We got a badass general manager. We need a badass crowd. I want that place loud, crazy, safe, but crazy. Guys, Dirk Cutter called us. He called us. He asked for more crowd before the Oakland games, and we gave him shit because that was not a winning team. Now, this is a badass football team. Let's make that place fucking loud. And also, Justin, I have a quick question for you. So cue me the Phil Collins.
Great question, Justin.
I'm tweeting it out.
I don't understand Polish.
But the sweating continued.
Thanks, Jason.
I love being with you and answering all your tough questions.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great question.
He's going to be still the tallest of an offense that has big, big height on it. Crushed it!
If you could only attend one game this season at Raymond James Stadium, which game would you choose? The Patriots games or the Giants game? Or would you take full advantage of this coincidence in the schedule where we have two home games in 4 days? I don't know. You tell me. Guys, as always, support our sponsors, Brocados, Sports Legends, B4, Headlines Barbershop, JoeBucksFan.com. Visit their website. They've got great stuff. They have a great family, and they're also stick carriers. So, have a great fucking week. Don Ira, we got your back. Don't worry about it. And right back into this. Hablemos baja. Y carajo, hijo de puta, garrote!
It's a valid question, though, because there's so many of you that are coming in from out of town. It's like, which game should we go to? Well, if it comes down to the Patriots or Giants game, I mean, to me, I think the Giants game is massive, massive. And remember what I said last year when I said the Seahawks game was going to be massive. And it was awesome. It was awesome. The Giants game early on in the season is massive. Conference game at home, 4 o'clock. We're going to tailgate. We're going to do the big tailgate beforehand. It's going to be pretty crazy. It's going to be pretty crazy for that Giants game. The Patriots game is 4 days later, Tom Brady coming in. It's not a conference game, so if they lose, it's not the worst thing in the world. I don't know. To me, I think the Giants game is the one I want to be at. That's the one. That's why I wanted to do the tailgate for that one. If you can come to both, Javier, we really want you to just come to both so that we can hang out with you for a week or, you know, 5 days or whatever. So that would be pretty cool because I definitely want to smoke a few more cigars with you. But, I'll say the Giants game. If you're thinking about coming in from out of town, the Giants game is the one I would aim for early on in the season. And then if you want to do a second one, Monday Night Football against the Falcons later on in the season. It depends on how they do in the early, if the games are meaningful. If that game, Monday Night Football against the Falcons, is meaningful, holy shit, that's going to be ridiculous. That is going to be outrageous. Cannot wait for that. And we might do our second, depending on how the first tailgate goes, and depending on how the season goes, if everything goes well, I am targeting the Monday Night Football game against the Falcons as the second tailgate party. And we just start at like 3 to like 7 or whatever. So, just wanted to lay that out there. Hope everyone's as excited for that as I am. I don't know if you're ready for this, though, because Lou is in rare, rare form. Oh.
Justin, this is Lou in Port Richey. I hope you're having a glorious day, and all the stick carriers out there are enjoying their day. So after listening to the podcast, I've come to the understanding that the local media thinks less of us and our party that we had at the wonderful Sports Legend location. And I believe it came to the attention that it was due to the profanity and the expletives that we might use on this podcast right here, and they can't understand why someone would even want to use that, or maybe they think of us as ignoramus or whatever. So I have a little few words to say to these lads. This is Bucks Uncensored, you fuckers! We fucking speak and say what the fuck we fucking wanna fucking say, you fucking bastards! You fucks! You fucking think that we're fucking less than you? What are you, sit in a fucking ivory tower, you fucking bastards? Fuck you! You could taste both these sweaty fucking nuts right here, you motherfuckers! Fuck you! So I just wanted to get that out and just let them know that we might be a little displeased about this. So I just, you know, just wanted to vent a little bit. Anyway, the draft party was outstanding. All you crazy bastards, man, we had such a great time. I really enjoyed myself, and Mish, man, thank you once again, brother. I look forward to the next party or tailgate. He said it might be October, in October, man, the Giants game. Well, fellas, let's step up. Let's do this. Let's do this. Tailgate extravaganza, baby. Oh, shit, man. If we can do a little meetup before then, man, something small or whatever, let's do it, too. It's a long summer, brother. So, I look forward to anything that's planned. So, anyway, let me cut this shit short, bro. Before Bricados, sports legends, where you eat like a legend, and you drink like a fucking champ like we did! Woo! Headlines Barbershop. My brother Christian, man, they did Brandon Wright, man. You seen their pictures? Dude, and those pictures that have been putting out, those videos, man, they're fucking awesome, man. Thank you, guys. Thank everybody, man. And, look, let's do this shit again. So I'll leave you with Speak Softly. And carry that big motherfucking stick!
I told you it was rare form for Lou, who's always in rare form. But that might be his best Bucks take ever. He attacks the media. So does Miko Grimes. She tells one media member to suck her dick. We give you that next.
Bucks Uncensored.
Cold enough to chill my bones. It feels like I don't know you anymore. I don't understand why you're so cold to me. With every breath you breathe, I see there's something going on. I don't understand why you're so cold. Are we taking time or time out? Can't take the in-between. Asking me for space here in my house. You know how to fuck with me. I feel like we're not together. After everything that we've been through. Sleeping up under the covers.
All right, let's bring in a special guest. A lot of you have been pushing for this one to happen and kind of bombarding her on Twitter. And she has been gracious enough to come on Bucks Uncensored. And, you know, hopefully, you know, let it rip because it is uncensored. So we can say shit. We can say fuck. We can say it all. Miko Grimes is on Bucks Uncensored. Hi, Miko.
Oh, yes. What's good?
What's good with you?
I'm just watching some basketball right now, chilling with my baby daddy.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, we're all big fans of, Brent. So, you know, him signing with the Bucks last year, just, coming and being a part of that defense, you know, he knew Mike Smith from before and Dirk Cutter and man, oh man, the transformation, let's just, of the defense last year was just phenomenal. I mean, they were as good as any defense during that 5-game win streak.
Yeah. And could you imagine if our D line was healthy the whole season, how even more crazy we would have been on defense? Like, I feel like people don't understand that your secondary is a product of your defensive line. And, you know, we had some struggles in the secondary for a little while, and people just tried to shit on us and say, oh, our secondary statistically, blah, 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 blah. But, you know, nobody looks at the fact that we lost our D-line early and our secondary pretty much had to just handle their shit, you know, mm-hmm. until we got healthy again. And I feel like they did a great job because every team goes through injuries, and it's what you do when you're down a man, you know. And so I feel like they did a great job.
Yeah, they were
holding it down.
They went out. They addressed defensive line probably to build that depth so that if injuries do occur, you know, you're still going to have guys that can step in and help not only Brent but Vernon on the other side and, you know, provide that pass rush so that those corners can do what Brent Grimes did last year with jump right in front of a pass and take it in for a touchdown. We need those big plays back there in the secondary. So I think that's going to be really good. What about Mike Smith sticking around, not just for this year, but saying he's going to stick around for the next couple of years?
Well, you know, I asked him the last game of the season. I met up with him in the parking lot. And, you know, I'm just a keep it real ass dude.
Yeah.
So I met up with him in the parking lot, and I was like, what's good? I'm here. You might go to Jacksonville. You might go to L.A. Like, what the fuck is up? We came here to play with you. Like, are you leaving us or what? And he told me he wasn't going anywhere.
Okay.
That was the last game of the season. And I was like, how do I know I can trust you? He goes, you can trust me. And I was like, all right. But you never know. He could have left. But
yeah, but he can't.
In my face. That he was here for the long haul, so, and he proved it. He said he's here, so I believe him.
I was going to say, he can't lie to you, though, because you'll let him have it.
Yeah. our relationship, so it was a little fucked up from Atlanta, but you know what I'm saying? Like, real people that respect each other, and he knows that, you know, it's really just all about Brent for me. Like, it's not personal. Like, you know what I'm saying? I had to shit on him on social media a couple of times when we left because some of the interviews he did were a little disrespectful to Brent. And I know the game, you know what I'm saying? I know the business of it, but, you know, when we came to Tampa, he kept it real. He just basically said, I already know what Brent is. I know what he brings. I don't have to worry about him. He's going to always be in shape. He's going to always be ready. He knows his plays. He knows his shit. And he was like, that's what I need for my defense. I need that for my secondary, and I need that for my defense. And, you know, that was a big part of why we came to Tampa is because Mike Smith, one thing about his defense, he makes sure everyone's prepared. You don't walk into the game and have players that don't know where they're supposed to be on every single play. He prepares them, overly prepares them, and that's something that's, you know, that's rare in a league because, believe it or not, there's a lot of players that walk into the game on Sunday, like 1 o'clock game, and still don't know where they're supposed to be on certain plays. Well, Mike Smith will never let that happen, and that makes you feel comfortable as a veteran to know that even like if you're starting a rookie on the other side, you feel comfortable knowing that your coach has done everything he can to make sure that that rookie is ready to handle his business. So it's kind of like takes weight off of you, you know, knowing that you have a coach that's going to prepare everybody.
What about Dirk Cutter as a head coach? You know, this is a fan base in an organization that has been shit on for a number of years and kind of has been pushed around. And Dirk Cutter stood up. I forget which game it was. It was after one of the wins during that 5-game win streak. And he said the phrase, speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick. And ever since that video was placed on Buccaneers.com, I have felt the fan base, and we've kind of started a movement on this podcast just kind of rallying around that phrase from Dirk Cutter, and it seems like the fans are starting to really gain confidence in themselves and in the team. Are you seeing it? Is Brent seeing it in the team as well that, hey, we're not going to be pushed around anymore. Fuck all these people. We're going to go out there, and we're going to do our business, and we're going to be a badass football team like our coach wants us to be.
Well, one thing I don't do is speak for Brent, because he's got a big-ass mouth, and people don't know that, but he's a big fucking mouth, talks a lot of shit. But, you know, he keeps his shit in. But what I can tell you is part of the reason I like Dirk Cutter is he just says what he feels. Yeah. You know, he keeps it real. If some shit's fucked up, he's going to say it. If it's not, he's going to say it. And when he said that, you know, what I gathered from that, just being a fan of football and following, obviously I know the Bucks. We were in the same division with you guys before we came here for 7 years. And there is a stigma about the team that they're just kind of, you can just kind of beat them. But what it appears now is people are realizing that when you come into Tampa, even if, you know, there's teams that are better than us, flat out, you can't, you know, you got to keep it real. But what I'm learning from last year and what's going to happen next year is teams are realizing you can't come into Tampa and just roll us over. If you're going to beat us, you got to fucking take the win. And so that's what I respect about Cutter, is he kind of has that attitude, that chip on his shoulder, where he's like, you want to beat us, you got to fucking take the win. You're not going to come up in here and we're going to lay down. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's all a part of the swagger and the way you carry yourself as a unit. And I feel like Cutter's a great leader for that.
Well, you got Cutter who doesn't give a shit. You got Mike Smith who's been around. Now the team's going to be on Hard Knocks. My first thought was, if the Bucks are on Hard Knocks, Miko Grimes has to be on Hard Knocks too, right?
No.
No,
Grimes will probably not be on. And I would love to. It's not like I wouldn't want to, but I don't think that the NFL is prepared. The thing about Hard Knocks is it's supposed to be reality. It's supposed to be what the fans want. And obviously, you know, it's clear a lot of fans and people that aren't even fans want to see me, but it's really all about business. And the NFL doesn't want their dirty laundry aired. They don't want me keeping it real. They don't want people knowing Brent Grimes is the best fucking corner in the league. They want to keep all that shit quiet and, you know, run the league like they want to run it. And we have somebody like me that, you know, wants to come in and just, you know, it's not like I want to go all crazy, but, you know, I just want to keep it real. And mm-hmm. The NFL is not about keeping it real. And that's why I feel like Miko probably won't make an appearance on Hard Knocks, because I'm too real for them.
Is Hard Knocks a distraction?
No, there's no such thing as a distraction. You know what's a distraction? A distraction is something that, let's say, for example, if you're in a game and you can't keep your focus on the game, I think those are distractions. And the only thing that can happen with that is your family, your children. No one gives a shit about if your teammate got a DUI, if he beat his girl, or if there's cameras. Like, everyone there has a job to do, and outside of a job to do, everyone there has a family to take care of. It's business. Think about it like this. I don't know what you do for a living, but could you imagine someone saying that you weren't going to be able to do your job because a guy who works next to you is having some issues or because, like, there's a camera? Like, honestly, you have to take care of your family, right?
Yes. Hey, you're keeping it real. I mean, you are preaching to the choir. I've been saying this for years, and I'm just glad you're saying the same thing. These distractions, who gives a shit about distractions?
No one gives a fuck. Honestly, if Brent Grimes doesn't get his ass on the field and pay these bills and take care of his family, and if he comes home and says, oh, well, the cameras were distracting me, I will go the fuck off. Okay? You've been playing 12. This is year 12 for Brent Grimes. There's nothing outside of me not giving him some pussy or not feeding him, or our son being sick, or something going on that's going to distract. There's nothing else going on in his life outside of us at home that would ever distract him from getting his check and handling his business. I think people say that distraction shit because the media wants you to believe, as a fan, that these grown-ass men aren't capable of doing their job if there's something going on around them that's out of their control. And I think it's bullshit, because if you think about someone that works at CBS or works at Rite Aid or some type of business or corporate office, it doesn't matter. You have to pay your bills. Mm-hmm. You have shit to do. And I feel like these guys are way more focused than people give them credit for. Like, there's nothing that's going to distract them from doing their job. But, you know, this is what the media does. They play games and make fans think that there's something going on around them that's stopping them from playing. No, motherfuckers just play bad sometimes. And that's it. It has nothing to do with a distraction.
Speaking of the media, what did you think of the hit piece on Jameis Winston when he went and talked to those kids?
Dude, I wanted to tell that dude that did that article to suck my dick. I might have actually tweeted him and said that, believe it or not. Because I just feel like this. Like, real shit. This is some real fucking shit. And people need to understand this. I have a son. Okay? Do you have kids?
I do. I have a daughter.
You have a daughter. Perfect. This is perfect. If my son falls and scrapes his knee or his elbow or something, Brent immediately would go up to him like, get up. You're good. Mm-hmm. Tighten up. Suck it up. If we had a daughter and she fell and scraped that same knee, he going to go over there and kiss it and blow on it and woo, 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 woo. Are you okay, baby? You know why? Because she's a fucking female. Because that's what men do. When it's raining, my husband immediately will take off his shirt or find something so I'm protected. He opens the door for me because I'm a female. If I cry, he holds me. He hugs me. Women are naturally more sensitive, naturally more soft. Granted, there's women like me who are a little bit different, but overall, women are women. And it's normal. It's normal behavior to do this whole gender role shit. Everyone does it. Everyone does. Why do women wear pink? Why does everyone put a girl in light pastels and cute colors? Because she's a girl. And they put boys in blues and reds and dark colors because he's a boy. That's what we do. And we're going to try to judge Jameis for doing some shit everyone else does? Everyone does that shit. Everyone, including that bitch-ass reporter that wrote that stupid-ass article. I bet he has a daughter, too, and I bet he cuts her meat up really, really tiny for her so she can chew it up. But he probably doesn't do it for his son because he's a man. You got men chew their food hard or eat it. You know what I mean? Like, that's some dumb shit. And they just really hate Jameis. A lot of it has to do with the fact that he's a black man playing quarterback in a white league. The NFL is a white man's league ran by black athletes. And when you play quarterback, which is the main focus of any team, you are pretty much the brain of an organization when you're a quarterback. People don't like when black men have that position.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so then it goes into the whole other thing where it's now it's Florida State. Okay, I hate Florida State. I went to Florida. You know, I went here. I hate Jameis. Then it's, oh, he raped some girl. Oh, I hate him. He's a rapist. He didn't do any of those things. Oh, he stole some crab legs. No, he didn't. They were giving him mm-hmm. that shit because he's Jameis motherfucking Winston. I went to college. I got a whole bunch of shit free, and I went to a Division II school. He went to Florida fucking State. You really think he's not getting free crab legs? You serious? Jameis is getting a lot of shit free. He took an L for that, and now everybody wants to hate on him. And the problem is, he's fucking awesome. He's fucking good, and no one likes it. They're pissed off that he got away with the crab leg shit, got away with the rape shit. Now he says girls are more timid and quiet, and now everybody's pissed off. Shut the fuck up and enjoy the fucking show that is Jameis Winston. That's it.
I should have mentioned this earlier. I Heart Miko. Everyone follows you on Twitter already, but add our I Heart Miko on Twitter. I Heart Miko podcast as well is available on iTunes as well. And I mean, you're, everything you're saying right now, you're just preaching to the choir. I mean, this whole Jameis Winston bullshit. What has been your perception of the local Bucks media since you all have been here the last couple of years?
Well, you know, I have to give the Bucks media some props, and I believe the props really goes to the front office of the Bucks. And the reason I say that is this is our third organization, and I know that there are things that happen behind closed doors where the media has no access and no type of rights to it, but they always find out about it and they're able to write stories about it. That's happened in Atlanta and that's happened in Miami. And what that usually means is the front office is feeding their guys stories to hate on the players, to maybe drop their value, or, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
They want to make the fans feel a way about them if they're going to try to make them take a pay cut, or they might get rid of them. There's all types of trickery and fuckery that happens with the front office and the media. And the one thing that I learned, and I saw, and obviously I'm not going to bring them up, but there were some things that happened with the Bucks last year that would have been great media pieces, great quote-unquote distractions, and they never reached the media.
Hmm.
I give that respect to the front office and the coaches and the players, because those are the people that keep the inside stories, the shit that happens in-house, out of the media's hands, and it stops people from focusing on the negative. So I don't know if it's the Bucks media is just nice guys that don't. Maybe they knew these stories and didn't write them, which I don't think it is.
No.
I really feel like the front office and the coaches are just making sure whatever fuckery and bullshit happens with the players, that it stays there.
I'll say this from somebody who's been here and has followed it all these years. When Mark Domenic was the general manager, oh, they couldn't wait to write bad stories, leaked stories that came from the front office. They couldn't wait to jump on top of players because of that. Since Jason Light's taken over as general manager, I can't remember the last major news story that was broken by the local media here. And I think you hit the nail on the head there. It is a testament to Jason Light, the front office, and the organization for not allowing those leaks to get to the media. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I really believe that. And that's big because, you know, sometimes when you feel like as a player that your front office is leaking stories about you or trying to make you look bad or anything like that, that shows up on the film. You don't play as hard. You don't go as hard when you don't feel like the people that you're doing all this for in the front office, everybody doesn't have your back. It's almost like you're by yourself and you start doing selfish plays and things that only benefit you. And I truly feel like them keeping everything under wraps and what's been going on so far is really pretty incredible, if you ask me, because a lot of teams like that distraction. They like being in the media, all media is good media type of stuff. And I kind of like that the Bucks were real low key, you know what I'm saying, and, mm-hmm. and just out there handling their business and didn't need all those bullshit ass stories in the media to come out.
Miko, I can't fucking wait until opening day against the Dolphins in Miami. I can't wait for it. Now that's how I feel. I want to know how you feel going to Miami to open up this season, which could be a great season for the Buccaneers coming up. I mean, how do you and Brent, I mean, you in particular, going down there, I know it wasn't the best of times, was it?
No, it really wasn't. Okay. I never, you know, I say this and people think I'm joking. I never wanted my husband to play for the Dolphins. Never in my life. It has nothing to do with the team, like the players and all that stuff. It really just has to do with the organization, the owner. I just feel like there's just been a whole bunch of negative things and stuff that has been said about him and the way that the Dolphins handle business. And then on top of it, Ryan Tannehill was the quarterback. And I just felt like if we were going to leave Atlanta, which we had Matt Ryan, mm-hmm. I didn't want to take a step down because I already know that in order to get anywhere, it really depends on your quarterback. And so I never respected Ryan Tannehill as a quarterback, but as Brent's wife, I respected his decision to come there and play. And, you know, I just thug it out. You know, I'm wherever he goes, that's where I go. You know, and I kept it quiet for a long time how I felt about him out of respect for Coach Philbin, who is still, he and his wife were great friends of mine. And I never wanted to, you know, disrespect him because I knew he had a game plan and he had, you know, he was trying to do what he could to win with the team. So I never wanted to shit on, you know, the team. But once they fired him, that's when I was like, oh, I've been super quiet and kind of chill about my feelings for Ryan Tannehill. But now that they fired Philbin, I don't give a shit anymore. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't respect him as a quarterback. Now, they do have a new coach that I do respect. And so going into week one, I respect the coach more than the player. So I'm already feeling like, you know, there's going to be some changes. The Dolphins will probably look, you know, new, different, or whatever, but it's still Ryan Tannehill, still number 17 under center. We're going to beat their ass, flat out.
If everyone could just take a page out of Miko Grimes, everyone listening to this podcast right now, take a page out of Miko Grimes and act that way and just get rowdy and get crazy inside Raymond James Stadium, we would have the best home field advantage in all of football. Miko, you're fantastic. You're the leader of the Bucks fans right now, and I'm really, really – I'm sorry? No.
Be the leader because I don't like letting people down.
No, you know
I really don't because I keep it real. Like last year when our fans were not cheering at the games, I caught a lot of shit because I was like, "You guys don't really get to complain about us losing when you're not even cheering." I'm the only one standing on the sideline yelling on third down by my goddamn self, and it's like, "What are you guys doing?" You know. So I'm gonna keep it real. If they want me to be a leader of the fan base, that's fine. But just know, I'm not one of those fans. That's gonna just like sugarcoat shit. Like I'm gonna keep it real.
Now you don't have to be the leader of the entire. You don't have to be the leader of the entire fan base. You just be the leader of this fan base that listens to this podcast because we're some crazies right now.
Uncensored. I'm with y'all.
All right.
I'm with y'all.
All right. I Heart Miko on Twitter. I Heart Miko podcast on iTunes. Miko, thank you so much for coming on with us and being as uncensored as you always are.
I appreciate it.
All right, you got it. That's Miko Grimes on with us here on Bucks Uncensored. Whoa! Bucks Takes coming up next.
Bucks Uncensored.
Hop in that window, I got places to go. People to see, time is precious. I look at my Cartier out of control. Just like my mind, where I'm going. The women, the shorties, know nothing but clothes. No stopping at my Pirelli's home. Unlike my Gary, that's always on. I know the storm is coming.
It's Bucks Uncensored. Be sure to follow me on all the social media platforms at Commish Online, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Not sure why I didn't make that my Snapchat name as well, but you can follow me there on Snapchat, jpalowski324. I tend to stay off of social media when I go out, except for Snapchat. So If you want to laugh, that's where you want to follow me there. And then the other ones, when I'm drinking, I do a good job of staying off those. Not Snapchat. Probably need to get better at that. Anyway, a lot of Bucks takes to get to. We'll get to as many as we can. We're almost up on 50 minutes already, so don't want to make it too long. That's not what she said. So we'll do our best to make it as long as we need it. That's what she said. Let's start with Outlaw. What up, Outlaw?
Justin, Outlaw. Getting my voice back little by little. So each day I'm making progress. Hey, we get a whole lot of time to talk about the draft. We talked a little bit about the draft aftermath last podcast. So here's my hot Bucks take. I liked all the picks, especially the seventh rounder, Stevie T. I'm not even going to try to say his last name. I let some other stick carrier dip their toe in that water and butcher it before I do. So, hey, his physical attributes, 300 plus, what is he, 6'3"? I mean, big dude in the middle, run stopper. Should demand some attention, and that attention he demands should free up some room for Chris Baker and Gerald McCoy. All right, so no more excuses. So I like that pick a lot. Speaking of Gerald McCoy, do we really got to look at him on third down, man? Come on, Bucks. Can we get somebody else, man? Put Quan Alexander up there. Put Miko up there. I don't want to look at G-Mac, man. You know, and his little, come on, we can do better than that. The other area that's got me concerned, Justin, is backup quarterback. I know we got a free agent that we signed after the draft, but I really want to see us get a veteran backup quarterback. We need somebody that can, you know, if God forbid Jameis takes he's one play away, right? Everybody's one play away. And I don't want to hedge my bets on Ryan Griffin, RRG3. Can we go out and get like a Jay Cutler or somebody? Come on, Jason. Work something up. All right, man. Hey, as always, speak softly. Carry a big motherfucking stick. Crushed it.
Way to go, Outlaw. I don't mind Ryan Griffin. Why are y'all hating on Ryan Griffin? Dude's been around for like 4 or 5 years, okay? I mean, to me, he's a backup quarterback. You know, if Jameis is out for an extended period of time, then it doesn't fucking matter because you kind of just hope they lose every game anyway and get a high draft pick and go for it next year. Because you're not doing shit without Jameis Winston, okay? Let's just get that out of our heads. If it's a short-term thing, okay. Nah. Jay Cutler? Nah. And he's gone to the media now anyway. It doesn't matter. I don't mind Ryan Griffin. If your backup quarterback comes in, you want a guy who's going to manage the offense, run the football, and convert third downs. That's it. You're not asking for anything more than that. And Ryan Griffin has had a chance to kind of sit and learn behind Jameis and Mike Glennon. You know, let's see what the guy has before we just kick him to the curb. I mean, Doug Peterson made a living of just standing there and holding a clipboard for Brett Favre and whatnot. You know, hey, maybe we're in a situation to where Jameis can stay healthy and we don't really have to worry about a backup quarterback. So don't sweat that stuff, Outlaw. You're all right, man. You're all right. Man, that's all good. But I'll tell you what, that Stevie T and McNichols, you know, Jason Light, I think if you're going to criticize part of his drafting over the years, fifth, sixth, seventh rounder, I mean, he really hasn't lucked in any. Panful might have been a fifth rounder. But, you know, I think this year could be a good year for the draft from top to bottom. And, you know, Stevie T, I like that we're going to call him that because I don't know. Stevie T, I think when you look at that, Lita Kemper came on before the draft and said, you know, they might run a little more 3-4 this year. Stevie T's your 3-4 nose tackle. I mean, that's what he is. So that's an intriguing factor there, and we'll see if Beckwith is going to be kind of that 3-4 outside linebacker. He's a bigger linebacker, you know, and you put Spence on the other side. Now you got two guys coming off the edge. It's intriguing. It's intriguing. It's seeing more versatility along at their defense. And, you know, I think Stevie T and McNichols both have good chances of making the squad this year as late-round draft picks, which is really good. for Jason Light to get those type of players. Got some first-time Bucks takes coming in. Haven't had one from Kentucky. Brennan is in Louisville.
What's up, Justin? This is Brennan from Louisville. Man, this is my first time, so this, I guess I'm breaking the podcast chair here, but I just wanted to say I'm super stoked about the draft. I can't be any more happier with O.J. Howard. I think it gives us plenty of opportunities for the pass game. And really, I just wanted to say thank you for creating this podcast and, you know, making my hour drive to work so much better every day. I look forward to it every, you know, Monday, Wednesday, and even Saturday. I just want to say thank you, man, and I appreciate it. And I guess I just got a question. With the movement that's going on right now, do you think we're going to see a much better fan showing at the stadium? Because it's just been awful. It's been shit these last couple of years. I really hope that seeing everything that's been going on with all these podcasts, especially yours, that there will be a better showing in the Ray J next season. Thanks, man.
That sounded to me like a question, so...
Great question, Justin.
I'm tweeting it out.
I don't understand Polish.
But the sweating continued.
Thanks, Jason.
I love being with you and answering all your tough questions.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great question.
He's going to be still the tallest of an offense that has big, big height on it. Crushed it!
Okay, I'll answer your question. Absolutely. I think the crowds are going to be electric early on. Teams are going to feed off of it. It's a team on the rise. The crowds are coming back. Things are heading in the right direction. And if there was ever a time for us to bring together a rabid group of fans with this stick carrier movement, now's the time to do it. And as I said, I'm gonna I want to really evaluate, because I get it. I've kind of taken the reins of this, right? I've kind of put it all together, and now, you know, just gonna let y'all run with it. But you know, I want to take my time and pick the right charity. But I want a charity involved, and I want us to donate to charity. I want, you know, even if we get one charity involved with the stick carrier movement, you know, they need to be involved in every event we put on. And maybe it's a fact that, you know, we try and get people to donate food and donate stuff like that. But hey, if you want to come to our tailgate party, just donate $5 to the charity. And if everyone donated, let's say we got 100 people at a tailgate. Which, I mean, 100 people, I mean, whatever. And here's your food. You can hang out with us. We'll have some music. We'll have some fun. All we ask is a $5 donation to whatever charity. You could get $500 just like that. I mean, that's crazy. You know, and maybe I'd do something with the draft party next year to where, you know, depending on where it is, but we do like a $50 charge, all you can eat and drink, or maybe it's $20-$25 all you can eat. But now all of a sudden a portion of that or all of that is going to charity, depending on what we negotiate with the place that's hosting it. So I think this is a tremendous opportunity for us to come together, do some great good, both for as a base of the fan base. And also do some good for some charity. You know, I think we're all really genuinely good people. We all really want the same thing. We want to have fun. But does it hurt to give back a little bit as well? I don't think so either. So I'm going to take my time. I'm going to find a really good charity that we can latch on with. And, you know, if y'all have any suggestions, you can suggest it. But just know that I know some important people. And, you know, we'll pick a good one to that we can be a part of. All right, good. Another first Bucks take, Derek in SoCal.
Justin, Derek from SoCal, first Bucks take ever. Going to crush it, calling my shot. Mm-mm. Like Babe fucking Ruth.
Oh, boy.
First of all, love the podcast. Listen to about 20, 25 of them so far. Love that shit.
Nice.
Love listening to that shit when I'm hungover, dreaming of a nice bricado sandwich. Mm. But instead I'm eating like fucking Subway. Oh. Garbage. Just want to start a new trend on this podcast and say, fuck this NFC South coach or player. And this is why I fucking hate him. And I'm going to start with this guy. Christian motherfucking McCaffrey. Fucking hate him already. He's going to be a little fucking Edelman slash Welker slash whatever the fuck, Patriot, white, cast off, speedy little guy with a shit-eating green on his face. I don't want to see it.
We were looking for white. You get nailed it.
That guy's going to get in our fucking ass.
Okay.
We better put fucking Levante, fucking Quandizi, all up on that motherfucker. He is going to be a fucking shithead.
Oh, boy.
That's it. For now, shout out to all the sponsors, to all the fellow stick carriers. You guys are fucking awesome. Southern California, I feel like I finally have a fucking family instead of just getting laughed at. Hey, why are you a fucking Bucks fan? This guy sucked for like a decade. What the fuck? Why aren't you a fucking fan? Fuck you. I've been a fan since Rams Raiders left. Adopted the Bucks when Warren Sapp was drafted, and I was like, that's my fucking squad, and I've been with them ever since.
Yes.
That's fucking why.
Love it.
And I'm going to keep speaking softly and carrying that big motherfucking stick. Nailed it.
Great. I mean, great job. Great job. I have noticed, though, that a lot of our stick carriers in SoCal, Southern California, sound a lot like clones. Anyway, thank you for those kind words. We go from SoCal up to Canada. Ken is there. Hey, Ken.
Hey, it's Ken from Canada. I've been quiet since the regular season, just listening to this podcast, loving every minute of it, waiting for every time it comes out.
Oh.
And all I can say is, man, am I envious of all y'all that got to go down to the draft party. Now, my dad turned 60 this year, so I couldn't make it. But next year, I'm there for sure. I don't care how much the plane tickets are. I want to go to that thing more than a regular season game. Seriously. So, I just love all the characters here on this podcast. Man, it seems like we're all united. I live up here in Canada. There isn't much Tampa fans, as you could imagine. So, I've always felt sort of like a fan alone. But with this podcast, I feel like I'm with all of y'all when we're watching the game. And I'm seeing your reactions on Twitter. So, it's great. I'm loving it. Justin, keep up the great work on the podcast. It's getting better every time. So, all I got to say is, hey, can't wait to get down there. Try Bricado's. Try Sports Legends. Drink the B4 so I'm going the next day. And I just want to say this once. Speak softly. But carry that big motherfucking stick. Stuck it.
Ken in Canada, loving the passion there, man. We got Bucks fans all over the place. Are y'all realizing this? I mean, I went through some Bucks takes, and it was like Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Canada, Carolina. I'm like, we got any Bucks fans in fucking Tampa? Like, come on now. Shit. But it's all over. You guys are all over the place. By the way, not going to be able to play all the Bucks takes I wanted to on this podcast because I believe we're over an hour already. I'll play a few more because these were really good. I'm going to save them and see if we can't play them on the next one. But these were really, really good. Really love the excitement, enthusiasm. If you didn't hear yours played, just keep sending it in. All of yours are getting better and better. They're very hard to choose. I'm gonna go ahead and say this. I'm getting record number of Bucks takes coming in. I listen to every single one before every podcast. That's why every podcast takes about 5 hours for me to put together. Yeah. 5 fucking hours. So I'm doing it. I'm happy to do it. But just know this. If you send in a Bucks take that's over 2 minutes long, I'm stopping it and moving on. So if you want yours to be heard at all, it has to be under 2 minutes. And then at that point, I'll decide. Now, if it's over 90 seconds, if it's between 90 seconds and 2 minutes, better be fucking gold. It's just how it is. Well, hey, as the movement grows and more people get involved, it's going to be harder and harder to get your Bucks take on. So get in, get out, don't ramble, make it count, and bring the passion, man. That's what I'm looking for. You don't need to make anyone laugh. You don't need to. I need true, raw emotion. I need to feel it. I need to feel it in my ears. All right. Let's get a couple more in. Mike McKay, buddy, 50 Shades of McKay.
Hey, Justin. Mike McKay here. So I got in a little bit of trouble last week when I let my 8-year-old son do that F-bomb sign-off. It wasn't so much of the fact that he gave that F-bomb sign-off. I think it's the fact that now he's using that as his sign-off each morning in class after the Pledge of Allegiance. I don't know about you, but it seemed that motherfucking stick seemed to roll off his tongue a little too easily than that of an 8-year-old should. I just wanted to make this quick and say I love all the interaction on the Stick Carrier Facebook page. To be honest with you, I don't even follow my main Facebook feed anymore. I just follow the Stick Carrier page. I'm loving it, man. Keep it up. Everybody new that's coming on, don't be shy. Don't be quiet. Get on there, speak up. Throw some topics out. Post some pictures, man. It's fun, man. It makes my day go by so much quicker. So with that being said, I'm going to head out of here now. I'm waiting to hear all these new Bucks takes that have been coming in. Okay, C-Boys, whatever you guys are doing, keep it up. My God, your takes are hilarious. Everybody else's too. Keep them coming in. On a final note, I just wanted to throw this out there really quick. Last week, I was in Orlando, just kind of cruising along, and I just happened to send Harold from Atlanta just a quick little text. And here we are, we're chatting, basically texting, like we've known each other for years, and I just met him for the first time at the draft party. And then the other night, somehow Adam and the Park's wife started texting my wife. Now they're great friends. Now we're all going out as a group sometime next week, and it's just this movement is evolving. The Stick Carriers, everybody in this fraternity is just branching out, man. It's unbelievable. It's a great thing you've created, Justin. With that being said, I'm going to head out of here. You guys know where to find me on Twitter, at 50 Shades of McKay. See ya.
Adam and Mike, what the fuck? I can't get a fucking invite? Hello? I will show up. I will show up. I don't know how long I'll stay, but I will stop by. You guys aren't that far from me. Jeez. I mean, come on. Leave me hanging. I'm in, though. Mike, you just let me know when and where, and if I'm available, I'll make myself available. If I'm not available, then I won't be available. It all depends on my availability. Does that make sense? Reno's up with us. Hey, Reno.
What up, Kamish? It's Reno in Tampa. I just got done coaching in a high school spring football scrimmage game, and I could not tell you, dude, I am so psyched for football season. Even the weather was like it was fall out there. It was beautiful. And football season means I get to see my Bucks in action. I get to see freaking OJ freaking Howard and Chris Godwin, Justin Evans. Oh, man. DeSean Jackson, Chris Baker. Woo! Get excited just thinking about it. Anyways, after the game, I went over and I hit up ABC Liquor. You know, I had to get my tequila. Yep. My Coronas. Yep. I mean, after all this, taking them out. And last but not least, I had to give me some of that B4, baby. And I expect to be so sober in the morning when we have film study. And I'm super excited to not be hungover. Anyways, I'll leave with this. Kamish, the rest of you Stick Carriers, speak softly. And carry the big motherfucking stick.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Yeah, Reno, all right. I don't know if that was his first one or not, but man, that's good. Scad. Nice job. Oh, man, I still got a whole bunch. Mike went. I'll get one more in. I'll save the rest. If you didn't hear yours, I'll try and get it in the next one. They're still pouring in. I didn't even listen to any that were sent in Sunday afternoon on. So, hey, man, just keep sending them. Just keep sending them. Just keep sending. Just keep sending. How do you send in a buck steak? Very simple. You record it on your phone. Voice memo. Boom. Record it. Act like you're leaving me a voicemail. Keep it to 90 seconds or less. Hey, Justin, Bucks tape, blah, 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 right into it. No need to ramble. Just go right into it. And then once you're done, you email it to bucksuncensored@gmail.com. bucksuncensored@gmail.com. And if you have a business or know of a business and you're listening to this podcast going, holy shit, these sponsors must be paying a fortune for this type of publicity. They're not. It's probably one of the most affordable ways and best return on your investment to advertise when it comes to the local sports media. So, if you are a company, know of a company, know of somebody who runs the advertising for a company, and they want a very affordable yet very rewarding way to advertise, jumping on board the Bucks Uncensored podcast right now can reap them big time benefits, because they will be involved in all of my events as well for one nice little monthly charge. The email for that is bucksuncensored@gmail.com. bucksuncensored@gmail.com. If you did email me in response to a sponsorship opportunity before the draft, I did have a couple. I was so crazy busy at that time. Now it's slowed down a lot. Please send it to me again, and we can discuss if a partnership is worth us looking into. Happy to meet with anyone at any time. bucksuncensored@gmail.com. Our final Bucks take comes from Sean. Hey, Sean.
Stick Carriers, what's going on? This is Sean from Carolina checking back in with another Bucks take at the Kid Suds on Twitter. Listen, man, I saw a lot of the videos of you guys on draft night at the draft party. Damn sure wish I could have been there, man. It looked like a fucking blast. Everybody looked like they had a good time. Everybody with the camaraderie and everything, man. It was a night to remember. I wish I could have been there. Definitely trying to get there next year. But a quick note about the draft, man. I saw a lot of people kind of down on Justin Evans. And I watched the tape early on in the process of him. And I didn't think we'd have a chance at getting him. I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. But then we did wind up getting him. And then a lot of people were kind of down on that. But my whole thing is this. Is if we follow the light and we believe in Jason Light and believe in what Mike Smith can bring to this defense, how in the world can we not like the pick? Obviously, these dudes are bringing in some fucking gems, some steals in the draft. And, you know, you don't like that pick there, which I get other people wanted other people. But, you know, we needed a safety and we got a damn good one, I believe. And I also believe Jeremy McNichols is going to be a steal, too. So, listen, that's my time. Stick Carriers, y'all know the fucking deal. Fire the cannons. Let's get this shit done. Can't wait for the season. Also, let's get those all pewters, man. Let's get those all pewters in there. Jason Light, if you listening. Bucks people, if you listening, get them in there. B4, Bricados, most definitely sports legends, where you can eat like a legend and drink like a fucking champ, baby. Fire the cannons again, and let's go. I'm out.
Always fire with him, man. I mean, he is just always him. Like Tyrell, I said earlier, man, Sean always brings it. When I see his name, I know it's going to be a good take. Great job. And could not agree more on the all pewter uniform. Like, if we're going to do the color rush, give us the pewter jersey and the pewter pants. Holy shit, dude. I will buy one of those fucking pewter jerseys. Please. I'm not even jersey guy and I'll buy it. The question is, who am I getting? Jameis is kind of cliche. Thinking Quan Alexander. Noah Spence would be good, too. Yeah, I think one of those two guys would be pretty badass. Do I want to be jersey guy? I think if they have a pewter jersey, I'd be jersey guy. All right. So, wrapping it up, Monday, Wednesday, Saturday, three times a week. I don't give a shit if it's May, June, July, whatever. It's the off season. We're still going strong three times a week. Thanks to Miko Grimes for coming on. Obviously, anytime you can get Miko on an uncensored podcast, it's going to be excellent. This was excellent as well. So thanks to her for coming on. We're going to try and reach out to Steve Weish, NFL Network, Luke Easterling. Need to get Lee from Joe Bucks Fan on, Ira Kaufman. So we got to get all these people back on the podcast. We want your Bucks takes to continue to come in, stream in, anything Bucks related that you would like to bring to the table. I'll organize it and make sure that everything sounds right on our end. But, yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter if you want to talk about this movement, the brotherhood, the fraternity, the team, the roster. You know, it's all up for grabs. And you can send that to bucksuncensored@gmail.com. And follow me on all the social media platforms, at Commish Online on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and on Snapchat. It's jpalowski324324. For that. I hope everyone has a wonderful couple of days. Next podcast will be popping Wednesday morning at joebucksfan.com. And then if you subscribe on iTunes, Podcast Addict, Podbean, any of those, it'll download straight to your mobile device at noon on Wednesday. Have a wonderful couple of days. And as always, I remind you to
speak softly. But carry a big motherfucking stick.
Nailed it.